Photography Podcast number 25 on photography.ca for July 28th, 2007. Hi there, everyone, and welcome to the Photography Podcast on photography.ca. My name is Marco, and today we are coming to you from Sedona, Arizona. Beautiful Sedona, the place where you get all these amazing red rock formations. And I highly, highly, highly recommend that you get your butts down here one day because it is spectacular. I'm kind of a portrait guy, so I haven't done many landscapes. So I've done a bunch of landscapes, but relative to the amount of portraits I've taken, it's minuscule. But lately, I'm super impressed by landscapes. I'm super impressed by nature. And today I thought we would do a podcast on shutter speed since we have this great scenes here. And I thought I'd take a picture of a rushing water, actually. And you have this rushing water, which is red because of the rock, or brownish reddish because of the rock formations here. And so all the silt is browny. And we have this beautiful creek right in front of us. And I thought we'd talk about shutter speed. And originally I decided to talk about it because someone sent me an email wondering why when they were taking pictures of racing cycles and pictures of their kid going down a slide, why they came out so blurry. And of course the answer has to do with shutter speed. Oh my God, there's this monster dragon, two dragonflies mating right in front of me. Ah, the beauty of nature. Okay, back to shutter speed. Shutter speed is a pretty complex issue because it's not just how fast the shutter blades open and close, letting in light into the camera. But if we just talk about shutter speed by itself, you have to know that when your camera is on an automatic setting, you have no control over shutter speed whatsoever. The camera decides what speed to take the picture at. And that's bad. It's bad when you want to capture something that's moving. So first off, you need to know that if you are holding a camera, just your holding the camera is going to shake the shutter somewhat. So at a certain speed, even if you're just holding the camera, your pictures are going to be blurry. And normally that speed is around 1/60th of a second. So if you hold the camera and you're taking the photograph at 1/60th of a second or faster, meaning 1/25th of a second, 1/250th of a second, etc., then you really have no issue because your body is not going to shake the camera enough for the picture to be blurry. But if you're holding the camera and your exposure is telling you that you're at 1/15th of a second, 1/8th of a second, or a half second or 1 second, forget about it. You cannot hold that camera steady enough, so your image is going to be blurry. So basically, avoid shutter speeds of under 1/60th of a second, meaning 1/30th of a second or slower, unless you have a tripod. If you affix your camera to a tripod, there's no issue whatsoever because your camera's not moving. It's on a solid tripod, and your picture's going to be sharp. And that covers part A of the actual camera moving while you're holding it. Now, if we want to talk about capturing moving subjects, that's another story. And what you want to do is you want to put your camera on shutter priority. And on the Canon 30D that I have, on the dial, there's a mode that says TV. And that's what you want to put it on. Maybe it's timed exposure or something like that. I forget what it stands for. But that's the shutter priority button, meaning you choose the shutter and the camera chooses the aperture. And when you're shooting a moving subject, that's exactly what you want to do. Because if you want to freeze that subject while it's moving, you're going to want to choose a different shutter speed than if you want to have a beautiful, gentle flow, which is kind of what I'm trying to capture here at Red Rock Crossing in Sedona, Arizona. Now back to the email that I got with regard to photographing cyclists. So certainly, if your camera is on a program setting and you're taking pictures of cyclists going by and you want to freeze those cyclists because they're amazing and that's what you want to do, certainly if your camera is on program mode, you have no control. So again, put it on shutter priority or TV on the Canon D30 or Rebel. And on the Nikon, I think there's, maybe it's S, I forget exactly, but shutter priority. Check your manual. It's one of the most basic modes of a camera, and all knowledgeable and budding photographers should know about it. So what you want to do is you want to put it on the shutter priority mode, and you want to decide how you want to freeze them. Do you want to freeze them so that they're absolutely frozen, Or do you want to freeze the subject so that there's a bit of blur suggesting movement? And basically, that's going to depend on how fast that subject is moving. Obviously, someone doing a gentle wave with their hand is going to be different than a race car. So let's say you are shooting that race car. You probably might want something around 1/500th of a second, or maybe faster, maybe 500 to 1,000. You're going to want to put it in that range if you want to freeze them. So you will put your camera on shutter priority and choose 1/500th of a second. Now, a good test, as we always suggest around here, is to play around with it. Because if you have that cyclist going, or race car, okay, let's go back to the cyclist, because he's going a bit slower. Let's say you have that cyclist passing you, and you can freeze him at 1/500th of a second, but he's frozen. And if you want to suggest movement, you can suggest movement by choosing a slightly slower shutter speed. And that will give you just a wee bit of blur in the photo, and it might have a really interesting effect. As always, take one shot at 1/500th of a second, and then move down to 1/250th of a second, 1/125th of a second. If you want to get really funky, place your camera on the tripod and shoot it at 1/30th of a second. Because remember, at 1/30th of a second, you are moving the camera and you're going to cause extra shake. So up to 1/60th of a second, no problem, you'll get some blur. But 1/30th of a second, 1/15th of a second, 1/8th of a second, place your camera on the tripod and then you're going to get some really cool blur. And then ultimately, you are in control of the shot. Your camera is not choosing the shutter speed for you. You are choosing the shutter speed. And that way you have full control over how that subject is going to appear in your final image. As always with digital photography, just check it out right after you shoot it. It's such a great learning tool because you just check it out immediately. Instant feedback. In the olden days, you would have to wait a week, 2 weeks to get it back or go to an hour Photoshop if you were really ambitious. But these days, the learning curve can be cut exponentially just by checking out the results immediately. So I highly recommend that you do that. Now, you need to know that shutter speed does not work in a vacuum. Shutter speed is directly related to aperture, and aperture is directly related to depth of field. Aperture is the hole in which the light hits your film, or in this case, the digital sensor for digital cameras. And there's a direct relation there, so you need to know that a little bit. This podcast is mostly about shutter speed, so I don't want to get too much into aperture. We've already covered it in another podcast. But what you need to know is that if you have a small aperture around f16, f22, f32, so your hole is going to be really small, you're going to need a longer shutter speed in order to have the light reach that camera sensor and achieve a proper exposure. And the exact opposite is true. But like I said, this is about shutter speed, not aperture, but you need to know that the two are related. And I'll put something in the show notes to a previous podcast where we talked about all three, actually, the interrelation between film speed and shutter speed and aperture. Film speed, in this case, would be replaced by, you know, the speed at which you set your digital camera if you are using a digital camera. And that's going to cover it again. I only have a few hours left before I got to move on and the sun gets too bright. So I'm going to continue taking some shots. For this podcast, I took some shots of a rushing creek, as I said, and I did it at different shutter speeds. You can check out the results of those photos on photography.ca/blog. And you can comment there as always, or in the forum, or send me an email, photography.ca@gmail.com. But basically, you'll be able to see the differences between slower shutter speeds, where you're going to have a beautiful blurring effect of the water, and faster shutter speeds, you know, like at 1/125th of a second or 1/250th of a second, where everything is really frozen. And the two give you vastly different effects. So play around, as I've already suggested. And that's going to do it for me for today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. I'm going to be back in Montreal in a couple of days. So maybe if we do podcasts in the outdoors, we'll find some beautiful spots in Montreal. But again, I highly recommend you get out here to Sedona, Arizona, at least once in your life. You won't be disappointed, especially if you're a nature photographer. Bring a wide-angle lens. Mine busted. Bring a wide-angle lens. That's key. And you'll totally enjoy yourself. And that's it for me. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. And as always, keep on shooting. Bye for now. And that was our podcast from Sedona, Arizona. gosh, it was such a beautiful place. You gotta check it out. It's really, really, really gorgeous. And the resulting photos are on the blog, photography.ca/blog. And you can see I put up, I think, 3 photos, one at 1 second, one at, I believe, 1/30th of a second, and the other at 1/500th of a second. And you can easily see the differences between them. The one that had a 1 second exposure, all the water is rushing together, creating this blurry, very painterly glow. And because my camera was absolutely still, I didn't have a tripod, but I rested it on my backpack and put it on self-timer, there was no camera shake due to my movement, so you could see that the rocks in the photo are really sharp, but the water is all blurring together. Likewise, on the opposite end, at 1/500th of a second, the water is quite frozen, actually. It was really rushing fast, so even at 1/500th of a second, there's teeniest bit of blur at certain parts because it was rushing really, really, really fast. But for the most part, it's frozen. And again, the rocks will be sharp because rocks aren't moving and the camera's not moving. And the exposure at 1/30th of a second is somewhere in the middle. So of course, you yourself can learn from this and use shutter speed to your own creative effect using anything that's rushing or moving, and choose your shutter speed, you know. As we mentioned in the podcast, you know, experiment, learn, see what you get, and reproduce the results over and over again. That's how you learn. And with regard to last week's podcast on the Grand Canyon and talking about deliberate underexposure, we got quite a nice comment from Andre from Brazil. Podcasting is so international, you can really download the file, obviously, from anywhere, that, you know, we have listening from all over the world, and it's such a treat. And he sent quite a favorable comment saying that he's really enjoying them, and he sent a link, so I checked out his own work. So if you go to flickr.com, you can check out Andre's work as well, and he has some really beautiful flower shots that I truly appreciated. So you know what, I'm going to put his link in the show notes as well, but if you're just listening and you go to flickr.com, at the end of flickr.com, just put Andre_F. And you could see Andre's work from Brazil, which is really quite lovely, actually. The flowers are super nice. So thanks for that comment, Andre. As always, we so appreciate comments. So please, you can do so via the blog directly, www.photography.ca/blog. You can send me direct emails at photography.ca@gmail.com. And of course, you can comment through the forum, photography.ca. Just make your way to the forum and leave a comment there. I have so many podcasts in mind. The ideas just keep flowing, man. So I'm just going to keep producing them because it's what I love to do. And it seems like people are enjoying listening. So keep on listening, everyone. Until next time. Bye for now.